This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Jerry Ann Galanti is a medical anthropologist who works hard to train doctors and nurses to be more culturally sensitive. Jerry Ann has written books on the topic, runs workshops, and provides teaching material to most of the state's medical schools. Lots of what I've learned about cultural competency comes from Jerry Ann, including my habit of asking two questions early during an office visit. First, I ask the patient what they think is causing their problem. My goal is to explore their fears and concerns. For example, if they feel that their headache isn't a typical headache but is caused by, say, a brain tumor, I can address this fear. Also, if they feel that their headache is a result of, say, angering their ancestral spirits, this is important for me to know. The second question I ask is what treatment they believe will help their problem. My goal here is to help identify the person's expectations and their agenda. If they believe that only a shaman can relieve their headache, it's pointless for me to prescribe antihypertensive medication or pain medicines because they won't take them unless I provide a great deal of education. Most medical schools and nursing schools now teach this approach, and it's hard to argue that it doesn't make sense. But Mrs. Fan taught me this approach can backfire. Mrs. Fan had been urinating far more than usual for several weeks. After taking a medical history, I asked my two questions, the two I have taught thousands of medical students to ask over the years. I worried that Mrs. Fan had diabetes, so I ordered some blood tests, and I asked her to return in a few days for the results. Well, she didn't return. So over the next couple of weeks, we called and left several messages for her. She still didn't return. I finally asked a Vietnamese medical student to leave a message on Mrs. Fan's machine. Well, to my surprise, she answered the phone and spoke to the student for some time. Mrs. Fan explained that she wasn't going to come back to see me. How could she trust a doctor who asked her what was wrong and then asked her how she would treat the illness? The medical student tried to explain why I asked those questions, and she tried to explain that it was an attempt to respect her culture, but Mrs. Fan was not convinced. So I've learned from patients that Jerry Ann and I now need to go back and teach students to take a moment and explain why it is we're asking these two questions. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.